We're here to talk about the editorial process. So what is the first step? You've got your manuscript written. So what do you do now? Where do you go? No ideas?
Stick it in the freezer for a month. Call
703-627-0023.
Yes, that is one place you can go. Or you can go to editorialinspirations.com. Good answer. So where else can you find an editor? Do you have any idea?
Online.
So what do you do online? I mean, what do you just type in editor? No thoughts?
That's what I would do, just because I don't know.
Okay, so
that's what I would do.
That's one place that you can go, is go to an internet search. Right, do a Google search for freelance editor. A lot of people don't even know the difference between a freelance editor and then an editor who works for a publishing company. So sometimes this is where authors get stuck. They write their book, they're stuck. They might self-publish it, it might go in the freezer.
Well, what do you consider, since you do both? You work for publishing.
Well, I'm a freelance editor. Some of my clients are publishers, but I'm a freelancer. They hire my company to do the editing services, but I'm always a freelance editor. I used to be an in-house editor for a magazine, but then I branched out. So some other places to possibly find editors are if you go to conferences, like the James River Writer Conference. You can meet with agents there. They don't have too many editors there, and the editors that they do have are in-house editors. So those are more like managing editors that they determine whether their publishing company is going to publish your book, but they don't do the editing of the actual book. Some of them do, but most of them don't. That's when the publisher goes to me. They determine whether we're going to publish the book, and if they say yes, then they find someone like me and they hire me to work with the author to make it a publishable form. Other places are listservs. If you guys are on like LinkedIn or different listservs like that, that you can find some editors there. And then professional organizations. Do you all belong to professional organizations that might have some editors? Or do you know of professional organizations that you can contact? Some professional organizations that you can contact are like the Editorial Freelancers Association. They have a big group of a couple thousand editors, mostly within the United States, and you can search their database to find an editor. They also have indexers and other publishing professionals, designers. So once you've found some possible editors, how do you know which one to pick? I mean, all you've really got are names. How do you know which one's going to be good for you?
I'd say ask their about their credentials and probably see what books have been published that they've edited.
Okay. So I tell you that I have the undergraduate degree and the master's degree and some certifications. So how do you know whether, and I can even give you a list of books. I have a list of books on my websites.
Could you tell us now?
I brought one that was self-published that I could show you all, that I worked with this author for several years. He is an ESL author, and so we struggled a lot with making his manuscript into understandable formats, but still keeping his voice. So that was a big struggle. That's why it took so long. And he ended up self-publishing this book. So your book can still look good even if it's self-publishing, because a lot of people don't think self-publishing is as good, and it depends on what your goals are. So you have a list of names. So what do? You have my credentials. How do you know when you have one book, how do you know whether I'm good? Because anybody can say they're an editor. You know, I don't have to have the credentials that I do. I can just put up a website and say I'm an editor.
Well, hopefully you have some testimonials on your website and maybe have a list of books, authors you've worked with.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep, so one of the things that you want to look for is to find an editor who has worked on books within your genre, within your field. That way, the editors don't have to be specialized, but the more they know about your genre, even if they don't know specifically what you're talking about, it's good because then they know the field.
Okay.